Today's No Sweat News could very well include the exit of from the civilization highway that will lead to the end of civilization. But that will be saved for story number three.
I knew it was coming.
Mm-hmm.
I knew it was right around the corner.
You're going to like this first story, though. Dateline Japan for story number one. Last August, Microsoft Japan decided to test out what would happen if they had their employees do a four-day work week.
Mm-hmm.
Productivity exploded.
Thank you.
Exploded. Like, beyond, productivity almost doubled. It went up 40%. So even though people were working less time, mm-hmm. they were getting more done.
Because when you're rested and refreshed, you do a better job. We can't grasp that in America.
In addition to all of that, they printed 59% fewer sheets of paper, saved some trees, and saved the company some money. And they used 23% less electricity. And they had Fridays off.
That's why they make those great game shows. You know, because they're...
Huh? What?
This is Japanese? This is a Japanese study?
This was a study in Japan.
Yeah, those Japanese game shows, they're able to do it because they're rested. They're feeling good about themselves.
It wasn't all of Japan. It was just Microsoft Japan. But it's a pretty good experiment.
Well, that's my point, is that when you're rested... This is why I said, but you know my number one platform if I run for president.
I would take Mondays off, not Fridays.
My number one platform is to give off Mondays to every single American.
I thought it was pizza.
You can have pizza Fridays as well.
Okay.
But Mondays off, that's going to be my only platform when I run for president.
That's a pretty definitive increase in productivity.
I'm telling you. We've seen studies like this.
Dateline North Carolina for story number two. Now here's the story of a real life Batman or something. And check out what happened to this dude. Cops were chasing a murder suspect. Oh. A murder suspect. Five guys in a car sped away from a traffic stop, and that's when David Adams of Wilson, North Carolina, sprung into action. In his Ford Taurus with unofficial blue lights flashing, he somehow got in front of the lead vehicle in the chase, reduced the speed to pin it to a stop. Then he jumps out of his car and held the five guys at gunpoint.
What the?
The cops arrive, at which case he gets in his car and he leaves the cops in charge. He's a real-life Batman.
Holy Moses.
Now, guess what happened to him? When it was all said and done, the cops ran the dude's plates and realized he wasn't an officer, so they tracked him down and arrested him.
Seriously?
Yeah.
No!
Maybe they should give him a fake badge or something just so he can pull off the full deal.
Isn't there citizen's arrest?
I don't know. Does that even exist anymore?
Just be a human being. If it wasn't for that dude, you wouldn't have gotten these five creeps.
Ready for the downfall of society?
Not after that story. I'm actually a little bit irritated.
Dateline Russia. There's a company in Russia that is making robot clones of people.
Robot mm-hmm. clones of people.
Yep. They can make a robot clone of you, Dave.
Oh, no.
That looks realistic.
Oh, that's it.
Mm-hmm. Costs 20.
Terminator.
20. Oh, yeah.
Terminator.
Yep. $20,000, depending on 20 to 50, depending on how detailed you want them.
Okay. It's, we're all going to die very soon.
People behind this company, Promobot, say the robots offer human beings digital immortality.
Sure they do.
Great.
Sure they do. And then they wipe human beings off the planet,
the
robots survive.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen this in countless films like Blade Runner, Terminator, and on and on.
There's the exit.
I wonder, how do you think humanity's going to go? Comet, nuclear war, natural catastrophe, or robot clones? I'm going to say I'm leaning towards robot clones at this point.
At this point, not only am I leaning that way, that's kind of what I would prefer.
Right. Well, It's hard for us to dodge a bullet of the Armageddon. I feel it coming.
It's on the way. This is one of the exit. One of the mile markers on the end of civilization is.
Oh well.
Hey, the Russian company is coming out with robot humans. What do we know about Russian corporation? I saw Chernobyl. They use crappy materials to build a nuclear power plant. What do you think they use to make fake human beings?
These robots will turn on you in a second.
Like old Tetris games now. They're pulling the circuitry from.
Have we learned nothing?
Zero.
Basically 40 years of Hollywood cinema.
We got trouble. Oh, that's today's No Sweat News. You might win Billy
No Sweat News. I'm sweating a bullet over here.
True.
I'm picturing a bleeping robot army taking me down.
You may win Billy Corgan tickets thanks to the end of civilization as we know it. Hopefully the show, the end of civilization will happen on the day after the show.
Yeah, so please.
At least you'll go out after a great rock event.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.